At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Always there when you Bookshots. Always on time. Gave you my baby.
It's late night lover, you know, the one that swing dick like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain, so
welcome back to the Always On Time Summer Shot Spoke podcast. I go by the name of DJ Bam, episode 4. Got a couple things to talk about today. First of all, welcome back. Second of all, thank you for listening. And so I went to an event. I went to the 2025 National Hip Hop Honors down in D.C. The National Hip Hop Museum is down in D.C. So we're going to just go through some songs from the honorees from this year. Just to give everyone an idea of the artist, and maybe bring some memories, and you know, bring up some memories and some nostalgia from the honorees. So first, we're gonna start with Antoinette. I'm gonna play Antoinette's song called "Hit 'Em with This," and here goes Antoinette. Hit 'Em with This.
It only takes one blow from the knockout pro. Antoinette's on the set. Ayo, Herb, let the beat go. Call me a vocal extraordinaire. And if you ain't heard yet, you just pull up a chair. Don't need a countdown, just a steady beat to be born. And I'ma go for mine, but first let me inform. I rock it just quick, and your ducks will get stuck. That's right, step in my path, and you're gonna get struck. Cause when I'm holding this, and I like the tempo, I'll take control from the end to my intro. Good like a heartbeat, never out of sync. Each rhyme is the chain, and my voice is the link. So I make them connect, then I rehearse and perfect. Recite them on wax, so that I can collect. I make your papers come green, you know I'm hard to trust. You had enough, I thought so I could see the lust. You want me to go on, my rhyme just flow on. The only time I pause is for my DJ to throw on another hit. A little harder and louder. When I drop the mic, they come up and say howdy. Hell, I keep the pace with a serious face. Steal the crowd like a crook without leaving a trace. Because I diss hard and I don't miss.
So that was Hit 'Em With This by Antoinette. Congratulations to Antoinette on her induction. Definitely one of like the pioneers, you know, early female rappers. And it's a good song. I still like it to this day. Next, we're going to go with Dana Dane. Like probably the first or one of the first like storytelling rappers. And so if you're a fan of storytelling rap, Dana Dane is probably the originator of a style that you like. So this is Dana Dane. This one's called Nightmares.
Hello, I'd like to see Dr. Slumber, please.
Do you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't, but tell the doctor it's urgent that I see her.
Well, just one moment. Dr. Slumber, there's a young man out here named... Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, tell us, Dana Dane.
Dana Dane! Oh, no! Oh, you can come right in right now! Come on in! No!
Thank you, thank you. Well, I walked into the office, what did I see? A well-shaped body with the back to me, sitting in a chair, whipping a white gown. She said,
Dana Dane, won't you please lay down?
She said that she wanted to reveal her face, till my hour was up and I was on my way. Now we got to the matter of why I came there. I said, Doc, I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Could they just show imagination of reality? Just keep telling yourself that they're make-believe. She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once, so I can diagnose and see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class, had a fresh pair of frames with Gucci on the glass. Girls, they was hawking, dudes, they was talking, so the doggy dog female, I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying, should have seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slacks, pulling on my zipper, boy, I had the whole back word up, Doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place, but she was all up on me, breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. The girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, though I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom.
Yes, I was Dana Dane, Nightmares. Definitely deserving of being honored, and congratulations, Dana Dane, on being inducted to the National Hip Hop Hall of Fame. The next week up, we have one of my favorites from, one of my inspirations for me wanting to be a DJ. We got DJ Hollywood with To Whom It May Concern.
Rappers, hang on to your head. The night, but the air is crazy and it's dark.
Yeah, so that was DJ Hollywood, To Whom It May Concern. Next up, we got the Jungle Brothers, Straight Out the Jungle. Also, once again, one of the honorees, 2025 Class National Hip Hop Honors.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Come on, Sam. Yeah. Yeah. Educated man from the motherland. You see, they call me a star, but that's not what I am. I'm a jungle brother, a true blue brother, and I've been to many places you'll never discover. Step to my side, suckers running hot. Africa's in the house, they get petrified. You wanna know why? I'll tell you why. Because they can't stand the sight of the jungle. They never fight a fuss, they never curse a cuss. They just stand on the side and stare at us. They get out of line, I put them on a vine and give them one big push for all mankind. There ain't nothing to it, I just go ahead and do it. I lay down the jungle sound and run right through it. And when I'm on the mic, I never stutter or stumble, cause I'm a jungle brother. Straight out the jungle.
Yep, straight out the jungle, Jungle Brothers. Congratulations to Mike G, Africa Baby Bam, being inducted to the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, class of 2025. Next up, we have Kid and Play. This is Rolling with Kid and Play. Instrumental rock for a second, just in case you in your house and you know the dance, give you some extra time to kick your feet together with a friend of yours. Next up, we got Sweet Tea. This one is It's My Beat by Sweet Tea.
Let me count the ways.
1, 2, 3, 4, get it.
Jumping, I got the rhymes to keep your body pumping, to keep you rocking. That's what I intend. It's ain't number one on the Sweet Tea agenda. I'm gonna break it down so you can see the skillful way I recite my poetry. Quick as a flash, I'll pop up on the scene, break out the Casio and the drum machine. Got to get busy, cause I know I'm down as I tap into my instrument. This funky sound prone to make your body start to perspire as I turn the volume up.
Sweet Tea, once again, congratulations to all the honorees. One more left, so I'm gonna play a old song from this artist and then a new song, because Kwame, who was the last honoree that I'm mentioning, also has a new album that came out on the 29th. It's available on all the streaming services, so you know, be sure to check that out. It's a pretty good album. New music from Kwame. So we're going to go with The Rhythm as the old school song from Kwame.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something different. So would you please give a warm welcome for The Rhythm, Rhythm, Rhythm.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. Is this Christmas? Cause everybody's rapping. Prepare to get sparked by the song that I sing. No, my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. Yo, my beats are pumped by the mic I clamp. I don't need an amplifier, my brain is the amp. I got the beat to make you tingle, make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle. Weak, I say not so, I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer, I am here. Ask me how I got so fly. And this answer I can give them, a new beginning, Stevie-O, and my dope rhythm. I serve the Lord and Master, give a mental haul. My sole chief belief is that it's law. My beats pump, so let it grab ya. I got a trick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Bet you all the people in the place, I bet you the rest will see that it's a new beginning. My name, Kwame. And if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Melaku brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot, it makes the spit boil. The rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
New Kwame. This is from the album The Different Kids, Kwame.
Queens, get the money.
You already know. Step in the door, hat cock, eyes locked, 10-50 gigawatts from the go. Looking flawless and so. Talk to me, bro. It's not what I think, it's about what I know. And I know I'm a boss, but it won't take a loss, cause the kid is a pro. So the dreams turn to schemes, and the schemes turn to plans, and the plans turn to plots to accumulate dough. One of one can't duplicate, yo. What's mine is meant to be, my identity is authentically exemplary. Won't say this no more, don't play with me, yo. Pay what you owe.
There I go, 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 go.
Yeah, that was new music from Kwame, new album's called The Different Kids. Pretty sure I got that right. But yeah, I checked it out, you should check it out as well. Pretty good album. But yeah, it was a nice vibe. Like, everybody, all the honorees seemed really, you know, happy to be there, happy to be honored, happy to be, you know, in a group, in a, you know, where they were appreciated and their contributions were appreciated. And it was a good vibe. But, I mean, for those of y'all don't know me, the way my personality works is I don't really talk to people that I don't know. And what we found out for sure at this event was being famous isn't going to change the fact that I don't talk to people that I don't know. Now, I'm not famous, but you being famous changes nothing. So I don't really talk to anybody. I just kind of was observing interactions. Everybody seemed to be really, you know, appreciative of the fans, you know, coming up to them and offering them congratulations, telling them, you know, stories of their influence on their lives and their careers and things like that. Maybe only one person was kind of standoffish towards the crowd, but I don't really say who. I keep it, you know, positive vibe. So yeah, it was a good event. But I found out, well, they mentioned that like the event is completely run. The museum, National Hip Hop Museum, and Hip Hop Honors was completely run by volunteers. You know, even coming out of their own pockets to make things happen. So, not too excited about the coming out your own pockets, but I definitely want, you know, in the next year to be more, you know, get someone involved with the museum and the events. And yeah, I think it'll be a good thing. You know, I definitely have an appreciation for the artists that were being honored and, you know, the work and the influence they had on culture and music and me personally. So yeah, it was a good event. I ran into some people I hadn't seen in years and years. Nick the Wonder. Shout out Nick the Wonder. If, you know, check him out online. Yeah, Hov. He's got an art gallery, Corinto Gallery. Check that out. It's in Oxon Hill, National Harbor. But yeah, like I said, it was a good event. Unfortunately, Kid from Kid and Play had some family issues, some family emergency, so he couldn't be in the building. So there was not a Kid and Play performance. But besides that, I mean, really no negatives. It was a good event. You know, worth the ticket, worth the, you know, the time. It was a long day, but it was a good day. And yeah, it was a good day to be around, you know, music, hip hop, rap, hip hop culture. You know, everything was good. So that's pretty much all I got to say about that. Next thing, yeah, so this past week, the weekend and Friday, the 29th, there was a few like very good rap albums that came out from classic artists. Like I mentioned, Kwame, the Different Kids album, Rakim, the Re-Up. It's only two original songs. The rest are remixes, but it's a good album. Supreme Clientele 2 is out. I know I'm missing one. I'm missing something. But yeah, apparently August 29th, the week of August 29th, is a good hip-hop week. So probably out of those, my favorite, I'm going to say, was the Ghostface album. You know, as a Ghost fan, it's everything that I wanted. It was Ghostface being Ghostface over, you know, pretty much just drum beat, just simple, you know, nothing too crazy. Just, and I think if you're a, you know, an artist that's been around a long time, it's hard, it's got to be hard to walk that balance of, you know, your fans like you for what you do, but you don't want it to sound super dated at the same time. You still want to attract new fans to your music. So I think Rakim did that. I believe Ghost did that. I believe Raekwon did that with his album. Kwame did that with his album. So, you know, sometimes it's hard, you know, when you like, when you're not a big fan of a lot of the new music that comes out, it's easy to kind of get, not frustrated, but just not looking for, when you see an album coming out, just not looking forward to it. And it was good to see, like the past couple of weeks, to see things like that I was excited to hear, like the Ghost, Rakim, and them deliver, and, you know, no disappointment at all with either of those albums. I even like the Jid album, which is, you know, a younger artist that also just came out this past week, I believe. But yeah, it was a good, you know, it was a good week, including the honors and the albums that came out this week. It was a good week for hip hop music and hip hop culture, and that's always a good thing. And I guess also, I think I heard Funkmaster Flex was retiring, probably just because of him being on the radio. Probably one of my biggest influences in the music that I like, you know, wanted to be a DJ, becoming a DJ, was listening. Oh yeah, Red Alert was one of the honorees. So Doo-Wop was in the building. If those of y'all that don't know, he was big in the New York, you know, mixtape, you know, scene. But yeah, so like I said, a good week to be a fan, a good week to be me, I guess, in terms of my fanhood, and yeah, it was a good week. You know, Funkmaster Flex will be missed because there's not really who's like the next. I think, you know, radio has been passed by, you know, so I don't think there'll ever be these big, super famous, big influencing, not influencers that came later, but influence on culture, like people like Red Alert, Funkmaster Flex, Angie Martinez, Wendy Williams, like these people that were really Like, you know, when you would have your Walkman and, you know, everywhere you went on the train, everywhere you went on the bus, everywhere you went to school or the way home, you were listening to one of them at some point of the day. Bugsy, you know, Evil D, Stretch and Bobbito, you know, just listening to, and they were your, if you weren't someone who was just in the culture, these were your gateways to the music, you know. So it was, you know, everything has to come to an end at a certain point. So, you know, Funk Master Flex is retiring. Like I said, I don't believe there will be another, you know, radio DJ personality with that kind of influence again. But hopefully I could be wrong. I mean, radio's not coming back. So whoever has to figure out, you know, what's the next thing? What's the next way that you could disseminate culture? Because now the culture goes worldwide. You know, when it was, when you were, you know, recording Funk Master Flex mixes or Red Alert mixes off the radio, and then you would play it, your friend would hear it, and be like, hey, let me double copy of that. And then, you know, that friend would go visit their family in Georgia, and then it, the tape would get out to Georgia. And this is the way that the music spread around, pre-internet, before everyone was having a phone, no less a smartphone. You know, you weren't browsing the internet on your Sky pager. So, you know, that was the way, you know, indirectly from the radio, it would get the tapes, and then the tapes would go everywhere. And that's how, you know, you would find out about artists. You know, you meet somebody from Cali, and they will put you on, or from Atlanta or Chicago, and they will put you on to somebody. Like, oh, you, this is a Chicago artist? Like, this is good. Or this is somebody from Atlanta? This, and, you know, that was the way the culture spread around. But I get, you know, now it gets out in a second, you know, the music is worldwide in a second. I know I say this every time, but I feel like I've been talking for hours and it's only been 28 minutes. Trying to think of stories I saw this week. I know Cox, pause, Communications, they're in a lawsuit. They were sued by the government for people using their internet service to bootleg music. They were sued by a bunch of music labels, Universal, and other things. They lost the court case and were fined $1 billion. But just this past week, I think a judge threw away the money but still found them guilty. So I think there's another trial to figure out the money. But what Cox is saying, and I hate, pause, I hate siding on the side of a, like a ISP, of a cable company. But they're saying if we're going to be held responsible for, you know, people, you know, pirating music, we're going to have to shut down all public internet access, because how could we regulate it? Which is a good point. Like I said, I hate siding with, well, actually, it's like the worst of two evils. Do you want to side with record labels or a cable company? I guess in this case, I'm with the cable company, because the record label, they're just trying to squeeze. They're just trying to recycle product, and they're trying to squeeze every penny of profit they could get from it. Instead of making good music, instead of promoting good artists, they're trying to say, let's go back in time. Because they're talking about people like Bits. Do people even use BitTorrents anymore? I don't know. I don't. I never did, honestly. Not to say I didn't, you know, have LimeWire. Was that a torrent thing? Maybe I would did and I don't realize it. But yeah, you know, they're trying to go back in time and recoup money that they feel, not that they're not profiting, they're not profiting as much as they believe they should be. So now they're going to go back and go after people. And yeah, if it's going to put public Wi-Fi in jeopardy, then I don't think you can find Cox, pause, you know, you can't find it as their fault. Any other topics? So yeah, so if you don't know, I go go live on Twitch every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. I do a mix. It's DJ Bam TRS on Twitch. So www.twitch.com/DJ Bam TRS. I got mixes up on Mixcloud. You could see all the links on summishonline.com. Follow me on Twitter, X, Summish I Spoke. I tweet whenever I go live or a new mix goes up or the website's updated. Website's going to be updated today. There's a new mix on there from the Twitch stream this past Sunday. There's 3 new reviews up on the reviews page. So I guess relatively a big update. Be sure to check out summishonline.com and leave comment, whatever platform you're listening. Leave comments, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So I guess it's going to be a relatively short episode, about 30 minutes. Don't have anything else to talk about. I think that's going to be it today. What song are we going to leave with today? I think what I'm going to do is play another Kwame song. That feels like a good idea. So this is off his album that just came out August 29th, The Different Kids. This one is called Hello, Anybody? With a question mark. Sometimes that feels how I feel when I'm looking at how many people listen to the podcast or visited the website. Hello, anybody? But those of you who do listen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Once again, this is Kwame. Hello, anybody?
Quarter water, stick of bread, loaf of butter. No. Quarter milk, loaf of bread, stick of butter. Hey yo, I walk up in the spot like I love being me. Without the alphabet on, no pair of J's or double G's or LV's or MCM's or even DG's. I don't valet my land speeder, it don't come with no keys. Check out my melodies with my drums and my keys. How these cats get plaques for sales when the records is free? I get caught up in my dreams and my plots and my schemes. I think about crossing oceans, y'all just worry about streams. I'm just locked into my zone, stay concerned with my own. I come through like a kaiju, though I'm short like a gnome. Observing rapper after rapper, I mean clone after clone. I'm prepared to do whatever just to get known. Am I alone?
Hello?
Out to the different kids, the misfits and the geeks, the toy collectors and the comic books and sneaker freaks. Watch the speaker tweet, cause the beat is heat. When I speak, I read the world like it's manga. One punch Satama, your honor. I'm guilty of chasing vagina, spending cake on designers. I hope it's not too late for my kinda lyrical dioramas that lack drama. Instead of selling black trauma, disrespect black mamas or pack llamas. I bring it to your non-fiction, science fiction. I'm a walking contradiction with a jetpack. Step back, now move forward, instead of harping on a setback. You might regret that. It's what you give, not what you get back. Get that?
Hello? Anybody?
Now who am I to judge? Push, move, or budge? Any progress? Son's wearing a dress. Sis in a panty, poking out the fanny, thinking it'll bring her home a Grammy. If you blink, then she's gone. Me hating? No, I can't be. My generation ain't angry. You gotta understand, we now the pop-pops and the grannies, the unkies and the aunties, whose past they just can't leave. You gotta let them know, yo, hip-hop is like a family. Got the young ones, the dumb ones, the ones that's really dear to us. Gotta celebrate the ones who ain't here with us. Bear with us, to each his own. I'm just caught up in my zone.
I hear the bitch and moan, but yo, am I alone?
Anybody?